Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your man, Mr. Hurd here, live and in full effect, holding it down for anchor.fm/215. Y'all know the nonstop working podcast, Philadelphia's number one independent podcast. Shout out to everybody who's been visiting our website, www.daus.me, where we're nonstop working. We've been killing it, guys. I'm talking to you. I'm not in my regular position of broadcast with the big boy mic and setup. I'm going straight into the phone right here because sometimes it's just a little faster and easier this way. But I just want to kick game with y'all without having to do too much. You know, I'm also going to go sit out back for a second, and I wanted to talk with you guys about, a little bit of everything. So hopefully you guys won't be too bothered by the audio here not being the best of the best, but we're gonna talk either way. Shout out to everybody, like I said, who's been visiting the website. We are pushing to beat our last year's traffic, and I'm gonna talk all about that. You guys will have another broadcast I'm gonna post up where you'll hear me talking about the website and traffic and things like that, but. We've been doing all right. You guys have been visiting, and we appreciate that. So thank you. Also, thank you for sharing. We're about 100 visits away from topping last year's traffic. We're at about something like 300,000 hits to our website, daus.me. And that's organic traffic. That's no robots. These are all visits that we drew up ourselves over the years through promotions and street team, you know, just posting things and sharing content. Okay, so we're ready now to really start taking on some new challenges. We're ready to begin running some really strong campaigns. Okay, so we're really ready to take off from here. We're really ready to do it up. And we've been updating the site, if you guys have been keeping up. Okay, so our daily traffic is back up. Our daily viewership is up. And we're going to continue to do it that way. We're pushing to reach a goal of 1,000 visits a day. Okay, we would like our website, daus.me, to be receiving on average 1,000 visits a day. Okay. Now, a lot of major sites don't receive that. A lot of sites like BETs and stuff like this. A lot of these sites don't receive 1,000 visits a day. A couple hundred, sure. So, but if you get your site to be in the thousands, you're talking about YouTube and stuff like that. You know, YouTube has the thousands of visits a day. If not, you know, millions, but we want similar, which means we're going to be doing some very serious content building. We're going to have to. We're going to have to partner and strategize. We are going to have to employ strong tactics to get people to visit us at our platform. And so we're going to work. So we're putting in that work. And hopefully you guys will be able to continue to assist us in reaching these different individuals and people in different cities. Hopefully you guys will be able to help us continue to reach them by visiting our website yourself, by sharing our content on your social media sites, and even running ads with us. Some of you guys might have businesses, companies, landing sites, or platforms that you would like to promote along our network. We're inviting you all to do that. We're inviting you to take advantage of that opportunity and to get you some content up on our site, www.daus.me. okay? And of course, it's for the low. All right, there was a period where we would promote guys free of charge. That period is gone and came and went. Right. However, you can receive promotions on our site for as little as $5.99, and in some cases, 99 cents, depending. So ask about what we got going on. Inquire, okay? Sure. Again, our site is best for those who have a landing site or platform of their own, meaning you have something or somewhere for people to go. So if you have an Instagram that you want people to follow, if you have an Instagram that people would, that you would like people to follow, promoting on our site would be useful. If you have a website that you would like people to visit, promoting on our website would be useful. If you have something like a YouTube where you want subscription, if you have something like an iTunes and Amazon where you're trying to drive sales, our website, daus.me, is perfect for you, okay? Because the channel that we've created, the address that we have, the channel that we created, and how we've linked it to many spaces and whatnot, it helps funnel traffic from all over the world to daus.me. So any event that you want to tap into random traffic, DAUS is perfect for that. Okay. So if you're trying to get listenership and viewership from all around the world, our platform will afford people from all over the world an international audience to run into your content and then follow through with clicks or shares or so on and so on. So definitely take advantage of this. Now, our site, daus.me, receives traffic from over 132 countries. Okay. And we're working to grow that. But since we've been operating over 132 countries, there have been people from 132 countries who have traffic to our site, visited our site, liked, subscribed, and shared, and so on. So we're going to continue to go doing well in that area. And as I said, if you would like to take advantage of those, this opportunity, you can. Also, if you're selling anything, posting it on our website would be a good idea. If you have information that you would like to share, posting on our site would be beneficial. And also, if you have, a product or a service that you provide, you know, marketing and promoting on our website would be really good. Now, I also want to tell you this. Our site is a new site. And when I'm considering the growth of things and where things are going, I don't know too many sites that are like ours. I'm keeping a lot of ideas under the hat. You won't believe how many times I've spoken with individuals and 3 months later, my idea is what they're trying to get off the ground. All right. I already told everybody a few years back that the next big move for anyone to be able to do is to create their own streaming site. You see now that Dame Dash has his own streaming site. Not only does Dame Dash have his own streaming site, you see other people claiming to have them as well, trying to get them going there as well, because that will be the next big thing, is the streaming site. Here's why everybody will not be able to jump into the streaming site business. I can jump into the streaming site business. DAUS can jump into the streaming site business. Here's why most people won't. Most people will not be able to jump into the streaming site business because having a streaming site, having a streaming platform, especially one that offers subscription, it's going to require a lot of content. You cannot make a streaming site with a little bit of content. You cannot begin a streaming site with 3 videos. to create a streaming site, you're going to need content that can be categorized into genres. You're going to need so much content that a person can get lost on your platform. So shout out to Dame Dash. When you look at America New, and when you visit the Dash Group and you check out what the Dash Group has going on, they only control enough content to afford themselves a streaming site. You understand? Dame has a production studio where he can produce the necessary content. Similar to DAUS, though we're very small, we've been able to produce our own content. And we have for our own self an archive of content, which we could put onto a site and offer to the public. Hey, you can view all of our content for $4.99, for $3.99, for a dollar. See? So a lot of people are going to jump into the, yo, wait a minute, I could start a streaming service myself. And then they're going to discover how much content is actually necessary to make a streaming platform that's competitive. And then they're going to realize how they don't have the capacity to produce such content. Because not only do you need the content, you need to produce it. And producing the content costs money. You need equipment for that. You need space for that. You might need to hire individuals, you know. So one of the reasons why I did not go for the streaming site is because I understand that we have content, but I don't feel our content is potent enough to build a streaming service with that people will gravitate towards. So we went in another direction. We've been going in another direction. However, like I said, you will see more people talking about creating streaming platforms. The only people that will be able to do it, though, is people who have the money to do the production. So this will be people like 50 Cent could do it. Kanye could do it. But Kanye, I'm sure, is already involved with America New. You understand? Tyler Perry will be able to do it with all of his productions and content that he's made over the years. So if you think back to the Madeas, yeah, if Tyler Perry created his own streaming platform, you would have all the Madeas on there, right? And then you would have all of the content that you didn't know he produced as well. See? So folks like, he would be able to do it. Maybe an individual like Spike Lee would be able to do it. Spike could partner with other movie producers, filmmakers and things like that, short film guys and documentarians and stuff like that. He could connect with all of them, somebody like Spike Lee, and pull off a streaming site, you know? But this is what's going to be coming. All right, but we're pushing DAUS to just be in a position to do marketing and promotions, and that's the focus for that site. All right, so take advantage of that. Also, I want to encourage you guys to, let's see, I encourage you guys to visit Baron Heard Paintings. You guys know I'm an artist. I've been producing artwork. All right. We got paintings that will be available over at baronheardpaintings.com. Make sure you guys are visiting continuously so that you can see the updates that will be coming there. You'll be notified on how you can purchase work and what pieces are up for sale and the amount of the pricing behind the pieces and all that. And also any write-ups and stories about the different work, you'll be able to see that there. So make sure you guys check out baronheardpaintings.com so you can see what's going on. Yeah. And I also want to encourage you guys to visit chesstrunk.com. That's C-H-E-S-S-T-R-U-N-K, chesstrunk.com. Definitely go on over there and visit to check out what we got going on related to chess. We're encouraging folks, as the Divine Artistic United Society, we're encouraging folks to get involved with the game of chess, to add chess to their repertoire and daily life. We want people to begin playing chess more regularly. All right. Chess should be like spades and Uno and things like that. No one should be, there's a big fear that comes along with the game of chess or that follows the game of chess around. With those people who don't know the game, they're a little intimidated by it. We want to change that. We don't want people to be intimidated by chess. We want people to become excited. We want guys and girls to be enthused about it. So chesstrunk.com, is a space that the Divine Autistic United Society has created to encourage the sport of chess and to encourage people to begin being educated on the game and sport. So if you visit chesstrunk.com, you can check out videos talking about the history of chess. You can see videos of players engaged in the game in real time. You can also see videos explaining various chess openings and things like that, different strategies and tactics that are used within the game. So it'll certainly be a helpful training tool for folks who are looking for somewhere to get started with chess studies. And it will also be a space for people to meet and interact privately. As this thing grows, folks will be able to share their games and submit their games to Chess Trunk, and we'll post the coordinates to the game and stuff like that, and you'll be able to see games that were played from players from overseas and different cities and things like that. You'll be able to comment and things like that on their game and compare notes. So it'll definitely be just a fun space in addition to the many spaces that already exist for chess play and interaction. So visit chesstrunk.com for that. All right? Chesstrunk.com. Go check it out. Also, really fast, I got to let you guys know we just published another book. It's called The Four Tiers of Battle Rap. Okay, shout out to D Money, Moolah Gang TV. He's out here killing it with Backstory Battle League. He has a growing virtual battle league. All right, it's picking up a lot of steam really fast. And the creation of Backstory Battle League actually inspired the publishing of the book, The Four Tiers of Battle Rap. Okay, in my working closely with D Money and hearing him develop the Backstory Battle League, I realized that there was no documentation on the inner workings of battle rap. That battle rap was something that you had to be a part of to know. That the culture behind it, the many ongoing jokes and phrases and developments, if you didn't participate in the arenas, you wouldn't learn about those things and you would be aloof when it came down to many of the inside jokes, some of the punchlines even. You wouldn't be able to follow along. And I realized, okay, there are certain things that really need to be understood for individuals to wrap their mind around battle rap. Someone needs to create a manual to explain it. Okay, there's so many different leagues. There are varying battle rap leagues. Some are virtual, some are in person, some are really big, some of them are small and unknown. Some of them overlap, you know? So these things need to be discussed for individuals to gain a little bit of clarity and insight. And I thought it would also be important for the growth of battle rap. It would be crucial that someone document these things and begin documenting it. Somebody has to initiate the documentation of this stuff so that it becomes a little bit more real, you know, so that when we look back at battle rap, say 20 years from now, There's the whole culture that developed, not just the battle raps, the recordings, but also the publications and stories and so on. So The Four Tiers of Battle Rap is the first manual of its kind, briefly explaining the battle rap tiers, how they work, and listing some of the artists that exist on the varying tiers. The only manual that does that is The Four Tiers of Battle Rap. The only thing that exists right now where you can see URL mentioned with Backstory Battle League and see Loaded Lux and Reed Dollars mentioned in the same literature is The Four Tiers of Battle Rap in terms of battle rap culture. Maybe if someone's talking about American rap, you'll find those names together. Maybe if someone's talking about independent artists in America, you'll find those names. However, the only thing explaining those tiers and categorizing these individuals is The Four Tiers of Battle Rap. Okay. And you can find links talking about this at our website, www.daus.me. You can also purchase the Four Tiers of Battle Rap if you visit lulu.com and search the Four Tiers of Battle Rap. While you're there, you can check out two of my other publications, Stocks Super Simple and Mixing Super Simple, which are from the Super Simple Pair, okay? The pair of Super Simple books, which are basically explaining a couple different ideas and concepts in a super simple format for people who may not have time to do a long in-depth read, but want to quickly arrive at a not so sophisticated understanding. Okay. I realized in my career that there are different kinds of people. I'm a person who I desire in-depth information. I like as much information as can be provided, not always at once, not always at the same time or in one sitting. However, I want access to as much information as possible. Other individuals just want the meat and potatoes. And then there are some people who only want the meat. They don't even want the potatoes. Some people that just want the potatoes and don't want the meat. So I said to myself, I'm going to do a better job at identifying what information or ideas I have that can be expressed simply without a long historical explanation. And I began doing this first with stocks, trading stocks and brokerages, okay? What encouraged me to do this, inspired me to do this is my mentor. Shout out to one of my mentors out here and brothers, Joe Kane Jr. He talked to me about stocks. You know, he told me that he was an investor himself, and I asked him how I could begin. And he then gave me several of the keys that I mentioned in the book, Stock Super Simple. So if you want to know more about that, I encourage you to check out Stock Super Simple as well. You can find links to where you can purchase Stock Super Simple at our website, www.daus.me. However, you can also visit lulu.com and search Stocks Super Simple, all right, to purchase your own copy right there at lulu.com. All right. So we encourage folks to do that. Now, if you are interested in hearing, before I get there, and then the second book that I published was the Mixing Super Simple, which is talking about mixing, different concepts pertaining to mixing, and different ideas to consider before mixing. So it's not explaining to you what knobs to turn and what faders to move. However, it is explaining or sharing a professional perspective on what frame of mind we should be in as producers and engineers when mixing records, music, audio, and so on. All right. So if that sounds interesting to you, if that sounds like something you can utilize, I encourage you to check out Mixing Super Simple as well, especially if you're a engineer or producer that has your own thing going already, meaning you already have what you do. If you know, like, you make beats and you already have how you do that, you know, my book, Mixing Super Simple, might just help you add to what you already know. Okay, it might give you just some ideas to add to what you know. So it won't criticize you, it won't ridicule you, it won't judge you, but it may add to what you know. It might just be good to know what some other producers and people who have experience as well have to say. So check that out. That's Mixing Super Simple. Okay. Now, I was going to say a minute ago, you can access, however, the audio version of Stock Super Simple. We did produce an audio version of Stock Super Simple. You can find that at patreon.com if you're interested. Now, patreon.com/nonstopworking, there is a tier. There are three tiers that are offered there. Okay. So you're able to access exclusive content produced by me, Mr. Hurd, at patreon.com/nonstopworking. And some of that exclusive content is the audio version of Stock Super Simple. So it's really fast. Over there is probably maybe 5 minutes of audio, something like that. If you listen to it all the way through, you can go through there and you can listen to each part. Okay, you can play each part and you can play each part as you go along with the steps in the process of downloading what you might need to download and, you know, all those things. You can revisit the content if you want, so you can listen to it today and then later on in the week revisit again, and then later on you can do it again. And then you can also listen to it with friends and family so that many of you can hear the information at the same time. Now, if you guys can all listen in one group, you can even write down what's being said. So now you don't necessarily have to purchase the book, but you listen to it, you wrote it down, and now you have it yourself. You have the information yourself. And I want you to understand that that is what's most important to me. I didn't produce Stock Super Simple or Mixing Super Simple or even the Four Tiers of Battle Rap to become world renowned for it. I didn't produce those things to become rich and wealthy off of it. I produced those things so that people would have the information and so that people could begin participating in trading stocks on their own. This is important to me because stocks is something that I wish I was involved in sooner. And had I had someone simply explain to me how easy I could have been involved, I would have started sooner. So to now become to others what I felt like I might have needed when I was younger, I produced the book Stock Super Simple to help people begin trading stocks in 6 easy steps. Mm-hmm. I don't make a ton of money off of the book. I believe we're offering the book for $10. I probably make $4 to maybe $4.50 from that, if that, guys. If that, maybe, you know what I'm saying? No more than $4.50, if that, all right? So what am I being paid for producing the content, for taking the time out to sit down and craft it? That's it. You know, see what I'm saying? And I'm going to continue to operate this way. I'm going to continue to produce things for you that you can utilize. That's the goal. I don't want to produce for the world as an artist things people can't use. I don't want to produce artwork that people cannot utilize. I don't want to produce work that does things that are not constructive in real time and in the heart and minds of people, you see. So if someone's purchasing something from me, I want them to feel and know that they have something of true value. Stock Super Simple is something of true value. If you invest $10 in that book and you begin trading stocks, immediately your actions will exceed the monetary cost or presumed cost of that book. So if you spent $10 there and you began trading stocks, you will immediately, your portfolio will immediately be more valuable than, basically we'll see, basically what I'm saying is you'll easily see a return on that investment. If you can see Stock Super Simple as an investment, a $10 investment, you will easily within 1 year's time see a return on that investment 4 times over easily. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you do, if you invest in the blue chip stocks as suggested in the book. Okay, so if you were to just go in there and simply invest in the blue chip stocks, you know what I mean, you would be profitable within a year with that information. So it's not buying a book from me or making me famous. It's investing in yourself. And if we're not willing to give, you understand what I'm saying, to improve, oftentimes we won't commit to things. Oftentimes spending that money is a part of the commitment. That is why there's a $10 price. You pay $10 because if you're serious about getting involved with stocks, see, you'll spend the $10. And if you're willing to spend the $10, you're willing to do what the book says you need to do. And if you do that, you're willing to invest. Investing in the stocks is going to be putting $20 down. It's going to be putting $100 down. It's going to be putting $2,000 down. Okay. And if you're not willing to invest 10 on getting the information, well, we strongly doubt that you're going to be willing to put 100 into a call option. You understand? Good. So again, further, I just encourage you all to take advantage of this stock, super simple, and to check that out. And like I said, you have the audiobook version, which is available at patreon.com/nonstopworking. I believe all you'll need is I think you might be able to stream the audiobook with just a basic supporter, a basic, how is it worded on Patreon? A basic, it's called a standard, what is it like? It's like general support. Yeah. If you're a general support, which is a $3 monthly commitment to become general support at patreon.com/nonstopworking, you commit to making a once a month submission of $3 to access bonus episodes, promotions, and early access to promotions and segments. I believe under that tier, you will have access to the Stock Super Simple audiobook. Okay. So check that out. Okay. And we also at patreon.com have two other tiers. One is the $5 tier, which is for membership. And then there's senior membership, which is $20. All right. You can find out more about all of those tiers and what they have to offer by visiting patreon.com/nonstopworking and visit our website, www.daus.me, where we're going to be posting information soon about Patreon and the three tiers and what we offer and some of what we're doing there. All right, lastly, guys, and then I'm going to be quiet. I've been talking to a lot of brothers, especially about organizing to do some charitable work, organizing to do some philanthropic work. If you are interested in joining us, I encourage you to reach out to me. Get in contact with me as best as you can. We're looking for guys and girls who are willing to make monthly commitments, yeah, to spending no less than 12 hours at raising funds and providing mentorship. Okay. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, which I think everyone should be, like I said, get in contact. We're looking for men and women who can participate. We would love for the men and women who participate to be responsible individuals. You know, of course, to not have really crazy backgrounds or anything like that. Okay. And we are looking to operate privately with this. We are not looking to make this a nonprofit LLC incorporated trademark. This, not that. We this is, if I could just expand for a minute, family, I've been moving through the cities. I've been traveling a bit and just seeing things, and I'm noticing how each year it seems that the responsibility of raising the younger ones is falling to the wayside, that's becoming less and less of a priority, that we are not prioritizing giving instruction to youth, to those who are younger than us. And I'm saying, even me at 35, there should be some 60-year-olds willing to give me guidance and instruction. You understand? To say, hey, young man, I see what you're doing here, but you could tighten up. You see, there should be some 60-year-olds that say, hey, young man, I need you to get out here and be doing something for the youth. I'm going to fund it. But I don't got the legs. They say, I got the funds. I got the experience, but I don't got the legs. You got the legs. See, there should be a significant amount of baton and torch passing. And we are not passing batons and torches right now. And while we're not passing batons and torches, our children are being preyed on, left to fend for themselves, and deserted. Okay? They are being left to survive, is what they're being left to do. And all we have to do to continue to see our young ones lose is stand by and do nothing. If we want to see them continue to lose out, all we have to do is stand by and do nothing. And I would really hate to die. I would really hate to leave this planet knowing that I became an adult, that I became an adult that did not do anything to help create the world that I, as a child, felt I should have. There is a way we all felt our experience should have been when we were younger, could have been when we were younger, you see? And now we are the adults, and many of us have said, you know what? And who cares about them kids, because nobody cared about me? I don't want to do that. Oh, so we're doing this to help create the realities that we know could be there for some others. See, I'm not saying boys or girls. I'm not saying young or old. I'm saying some others. Some others. We are organizing to be able to assist others. We're becoming individuals or forming an individual that will help others however we can. Maybe it's just getting together and helping somebody move out an apartment. Maybe it's getting together and helping someone find an apartment. Maybe it's helping to dismantle a dispute between young folks in the street. I'm not saying jumping in front of bullets, but you understand what I'm saying? I feel that, like I said, as the adults, we have this responsibility. If you agree with me and you feel like I feel, I encourage you to connect with me. And we discuss ways that we can create openings for those who may not feel that they have any. Okay? So connect with me, folks. Connect with me. All right, I think that's all I got for now. But again, continue to visit the website, www.daus.me. Baron Hurd Paintings. All right, make sure I visit at baronhurdpaintings.com. And also, start sharpening your chess skills, all right, by visiting chesstrunk.com. Peace, family.